How y'all feeling today? To all my beautifuls, handsomes, and lovelies, you are currently tuned in to your Queen Talk Radio host, Miss Amber Nicole, and we are here to break down season 2, episode 7 of the Truth Speak segment. So today's topic is parenthood. This is such a huge and wide spectrum subject that can be explored on many different levels. There's so many different angles one could take when it comes to this topic. And this has a lot to do with the fact that, times have changed. What was the norm and seen as acceptable once upon a time has now transitioned into a completely new conversation with governing rules. For part one of this subject, we wanted to focus more on communication skills for effective parenting. This is something that could easily be skipped over as an adult. Especially if you grew up in that, because I say so, don't ask no questions, I'm the parent, what I say goes era. Interesting enough, I was absolutely raised in the no back talk era throughout childhood. However, into adulthood, I did eventually end up with kids of my own. And let's face it, childhood for these kids is a completely different ball game than what it was for us growing up. The saying times have changed has never been so accurate and fitting in a conversation. But this is where things get a bit blurry. A new time may require a new perspective or a new approach. I understand the concept of what's not broken doesn't need to be fixed. But who said a system couldn't be tweaked or perfected, updated to better fit the times even? So I believe the old school view of parenting consists of the whole concept that I don't have to be your friend, right? I'm just obligated to take care of you. And as harsh as that may come across, most parents of that time stood on business when it came to that concept. It puts me in the mind of that clip from the movie Fences, where the father's character was played by Denzel. Matter of fact, let's play that clip right quick.
Can I ask you a question?
What the hell you got to ask me? Mrs. DeWiggy, the one you got the questions for.
How come you ain't never liked me?
Like you? Who the hell said I got to like you? What law is there say I got to like you? Want to stand up in front of my face and ask a damn fool ass question like that? Talking about liking somebody. Come here, boy, when I talk to you. Straighten up, goddammit. I asked you a question. What law is there say I got to like you?
None.
All right, then. Don't you eat every day? Answer me when I talk to you. Don't you eat every day?
Yeah.
Nigga, as long as you in my house, you put a sir on the end of it when you talk to me.
Yes, sir.
You eat every day.
Yes, sir.
Got a roof over your head.
Yes, sir.
Got clothes on your back.
Yes, sir.
Why you think that is?
Because of you.
Hell, I know it's because of me. But why do you think that is?
Because you like me?
Like you. I go out of here every morning. I bust my butt putting up with them crackers every day because I like you. You're about the biggest fool I ever saw. It's my job. It's my responsibility. A man is supposed to take care of his family. You live in my house, fill your belly with my food, put you behind on my bed because you're my son. Not because I like you, because it's my duty to take care of you. I owe a responsibility to you. Now, let's get this straight right here now before I go along any further. I ain't got to like you. Mr. Rand don't give me my money come payday because he like me. He give it to me because he owe me. Now, I don't give you everything I got to give you. I give you your life. Me and your mama worked that out. Between us and liking your black ass wasn't part of the bargain. Now, don't you go through life worrying about whether somebody like you or not. You best be making sure they're doing right by you. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Then get the hell out of my face and get on down to that A&P.
Yeah, I'm kind of 50-50 with that scene, right? Because the approach was definitely harsh, but the lesson in the message that he was trying to portray, I kind of get it, you know? But either way, what I'm saying is at one point in time, right, they provided the necessities, covered the household bills and obligations, and focused less on genuine communication with their kids, right? So to put it bluntly, when your mama said, I'm not one of your little friends, she absolutely meant that. And more importantly, you felt that whether you agreed or disagreed with the concept. So fast forward to today, and baby, let me tell you, Some of the things these new-aged parents allow to skate by would never fly in my household. Like, y'all remember that video that went around of them little kids, the girls that was all clearly somewhere 10 or under singing that Sexy Red and Drake song. See, it can be argued that the old school approach is necessary for these new age kids because honestly, if it was a kids' party in my day and we got caught singing some mess like that, the party would have been over, right? Belts would have came out of the closet and everybody would have been sent home. Now, my take is this: that approach didn't kill us. However, every kid is different. I honestly think in a situation like that, something definitely has to be done. Now, I'm not saying that there wouldn't have been any reprimanding, but I'm saying a genuine, intentional conversation on what's expected from a young lady, basic children etiquette, and like a conversation on what's inappropriate could have proven to actually been just as beneficial. Some kids actually need a combination, healthy communication accompanied by a form of physical chastisement. Now, physical chastisement doesn't always necessarily consist of grabbing a belt either. Honestly, sometimes removing a valuable thing like a toy or device, it can be more effective than an actual belt. In all honesty, it just depends on the kid, right? Because today's kids are so tech-centered that some of them would actually prefer a spanking over getting their phone or tablet taken. And as wild as that may sound, I actually get the logic, right? Like a spanking is short term, but not having your device is felt long after the spanking is done and the hurt feelings wear off. You know, so that's this is why it's just so important to know your children, and knowing them allows you to form the best parenting approach and tactics. And honestly, communication is a key factor in getting to know somebody, despite the age or nature of the relationship. Yeah, so when it comes to parenting, it's just such a broad topic. In part two, I am looking to be joined by a few special guests, both men and women, to discuss the semantics and inner workings of co-parenting and just parenting in general, you know, different approaches to the situation and different perspectives to help determine what's the best way to make this thing work for the greater good of the children and the family as a whole. I do know today's episode was a brief one, but I definitely look forward to you guys being a part of part two as we really dissect these topics a little more and get more personal with the delivery. As always, this is only the beginning of a very necessary conversation that you are more than welcome to finish. And remember, you'll never know how far you can reach until you make the conscious decision to stretch and grow. I love you all to life and beyond. See you next Friday. Be blessed.